Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, we've made it.
Good morning,
Ari. How are you today?
Really good after yesterday.
Yeah, well, yesterday out, of course, with Joel from your live and local drive home.
Yeah, I wonder how he held up. Straight to bed.
I think he'd be sleeping, 24 hours of doing mini golf, basically.
Yeah.
We caught him for the last 10 hours, roughly, and he was already walking with a limp.
Struggle straight.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
At times, he'd go through periods of, you know, he'd be really looking good, and then he'd be look like he'd aged 10 years.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Good. You know what? Good on him. I'd be so moody.
Right.
And he was fine.
Me too. God.
Yeah. He was still, you know, he was very happy.
He was in a great
mood.
And I think it's because it's for such a good cause, you know, helping kids across the Hunter have a better Christmas. So thank you for everyone that contributed and donated.
Christmas Light Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26 at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Yeah, that's right. And it is getting very close. And your next chance to win is with us today.
Woo!
What Ari said.
This is going to be so exciting.
In fact, we have two chances to win today.
Double trouble.
That's right. So these are these family passes to come along to our Not So Silent Night. If you've never heard about it, basically we go out to Hunter Valley Gardens. There's a little park next to it. And are you doing a little like Christmas ho-ho-ho impression?
Ho-ho-ho!
You hear that? That's unbelievable.
I will be donning a Santa hat.
Right? Perfect, right? Yeah, so we go out to Hunter Valley Gardens. There's a park next to it, and we have a bite to eat. There's some kids' entertainment.
Yes.
A possible special visit from someone extra super special.
And have a think about that for a second.
And then we all go into Hunter Valley Gardens together, free entry to see the Christmas lights.
It's going to be so big.
That's right. So if you want to win that, you've got to be listening to the show and basically get on the show. Mm-hmm. That's your ticket into the draw to win.
Ticket into the draw.
All right.
He had this piece, which leads to another piece.
Yeah, well, you've sort of understood the situation.
Pretty much.
So, like I said, if you want to get involved, make sure you're on the show.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Spanish court has decided to do the right thing, in my opinion, by upholding a ruling a supermarket worker was actually unlawfully fired for eating something from its deli in the supermarket, right? So this place called Mercadona, or however you want to say it. I think that sounded a bit Italian.
Yeah, it is.
Mercadona?
I don't know. Anyway, it's a supermarket in Spain.
Yeah, on the outskirts of Madrid. So last year, this lady, this ex-staffer, was like, oh, it's the end of a shift, and this little croquette. So it's kind of like a deep-fried potato thing, maybe?
Yeah. It's sort of like a rissole, but potato.
There you go.
Something like that, and crispy on the outside.
Well, she was working in a deli at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, end of day, right? You know, there's going to be some produce actually thrown out. This happens in a lot of food places,
All the time.
Yeah.
Constant. Tons and tons of food.
Well, she decided to have a bit of a munch on it. She's just like, oh, I'll just eat that instead of throwing it in the trash.
I'm hungry. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Cool. She got fired for doing that. That's just wrong. It's going in the trash anyway.
That's a low act, isn't it? Like, sure. Okay, if she was just munching on the food during shift and that was something that customers could have bought, that is actually, you know, reasonable to fire someone over. But something that's being thrown away anyway, oh, come on. What a bunch of sad sacks if they're firing her for that.
Well, the company's policy actually says that workers are prohibited from consuming any product found in the store without having paid for it previously. So that's how they've gotten her, being like, you actually haven't paid for it at all. I don't care if it needs to be thrown out. You're still breaking law. Oh, sorry, policy.
Policy,
not law.
Yeah, right. So they've lent on their, I guess, shop rules. And it is their business and they can have their own rules, but it just doesn't pass the pub test, I think, is what feels wrong. Because you're like, that's going to be chucked away anyway.
Yeah, well, my mentality is, I'm hungry, give me that.
In that voice especially. And that's all you need to know.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We do talk a lot about AI, which is artificial intelligence, a lot on this show.
Well, the future is here.
Yeah, well, it is.
We're living it.
Yep. Well, it's in a lot, if not most, of our industries at the moment. Well, it's also moving into the area of religion because Peter's Chapel in Lucerne, this is in Switzerland, has recently unveiled an experimental art installation that features an AI version of Jesus in its confessional booth, according to its website.
Really? Mm. So you go in there, you go, yes. I want to confess my sins.
Yes, forgive me, Father, for I've sinned, all that.
Yeah,
stuff, yeah.
You're not. It's not. There's not an actual person behind that little screen.
No,
it's a computer.
Well, this is what it looks like. The church has encouraged visitors to share their thoughts and questions with AI Jesus, though it has clarified that this shouldn't be considered the sacrament of confession. So they're saying, do it, but it's not going to really work for you. If you know what I mean, it's not going to like rid you of your sins and all that.
How
type
do you
of jazz.
Feel about that? As a, would you say you're a religious person? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. I had come from a Christian family.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. How would you feel about having a chat to a computer?
I would say, come off
an
it.
Old man who's behind there. That was usually.
Well, AI, yeah, it's smart, but like it doesn't work like the human brain.
Right.
So you know, and they're not, you know, a trained priest. Or okay. Whatever they're called.
Well, they I guess so. I guess they're not.
Well, AI Jesus, whose likeness actually appears on a screen, just like a regular iPad or television screen, in the confessional, may create a sacred moment, the church said. Peter's Chapel added that the installation is meant to encourage visitors to think critically about the limits of technology in the context of religion. So they're trying to make it into, like, this kind of life lesson, but anyway.
I you know what? If they were smart, they'd use it to get more people into religion because they go, yeah. Look at this, we've got tellies and stuff now with fancy talking Jesus and stuff.
Jesus has gone digital.
Exactly. That's,
well,
that would be my thought.
Well, going and asking people how they enjoyed their experience or if they didn't enjoy their experience, about 2/3 of participants told the outlet, the website and whatever, that they came out of the tech-assisted confessional having had a spiritual experience. So they think
66%.
That it still works.
Yeah, if you were running the, you know, the numbers behind the church, you go, oh, that's a pretty good win, I'd say.
Yeah, you have to pay the priest.
He's cheaper as well. Mm. You got to save money where you can in this economy.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So yesterday, Creever, you did witness the unfolding that was my devastation over my thongs breaking.
Oh, yes, your best double pluggers.
Yes.
They're the ones you usually keep in a, like a special lockbox. And you brought them out for the special occasion. That was 1,000 holes of golf for 1,000 smiles.
1,000 goals. I guess you could call it that.
Yeah, no, these goals were of a sort. They're golf goals.
Yeah, well, these are my flip-flops that I literally wear every day. And I was devastated. Like, the, you know where the little...
yeah, you had a blowout. As
yeah,
everyone knows what that is.
The little thing kind of popped off. It was yeah. Really, really sad. And I tried to fix it all the way through yesterday during the day because I had other errands to run after work.
And you didn't ask for a bread clip, which was just... I didn't understand that. That's how you fix those things.
Doesn't matter. Where are we going to find a bread clip anyway?
Probably the kitchen.
Yeah,
they've got a big kitchen full of bread.
Anyway, so it was devastating. It was time for them to go to the bin. And so that also meant that I had to go find a brand new pair of thongs yesterday because I was not going a day without my precious flip-flops.
Havaianas?
The knockoff Havaianas from Aldi.
Havi no-nos.
Have Ianas, yes. So, yeah, I ended up buying a pair yesterday from Aldi, just down at Edgy.
Oof,
the
you're living
was,
good. What colour?
They're not black. Oh. I wanted the black ones because they go with everything. They're like this gold beige.
Gold beige?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it's either that or royal blue or really gross coloured pink.
Oh, you couldn't have pink. That wouldn't suit you at all.
Nah, neither the blue.
Well, you know what? At least you've got some new ones. And how are they comfort-wise? Knock-off Havaianas.
Oh, they're not comfortable at all. But
because you've got to wear them in, isn't it?
They do the job. Yes.
You've got to wear them in.
My
that's
poor
the
little pluggers.
Oh, valet.
I miss them already.
That's okay.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this for a headline? Woman who heard animal noises from under her house had naked man living there.
What?
All kinds of terrifying, right?
This does not make any sense. What's happening here?
So, 92 years of age, this lady, she's living in the southern parts of America, Southern California. She initially dismissed the nighttime sounds. She heard all this sort of weird grunting and stuff. She thought...
Grunting?
Yeah, she thought it was That's an example. Yep. Give us one more. Perfect. Anyway, she thought, oh, stray dogs are wildlife because she's not living too far from, like, parklands.
Yep.
However, the other day, the noises grew louder. Let's hear what a louder grunt might sound like, Ari. Yeah. And it appeared to respond when she moved around the house.
Right.
So she was, like, walking around or something, and then she'd hear another grunt. She'd go, that's really strange.
Chicken!
Yeah, something like that is another possibility. She then called the police. She's like, this grunting and stuff's been going on too long. The animals are under there now. I'm going to call the cops. Maybe they'll be able to sort it out. I'm an old lady. Anyway, the cops arrive and they, like, look under the crawl space through, like, one of those little doors. You know, there's often, like, a little door that leads under there.
Yep.
And they could see in the distance a naked man.
Oh, that's giving me goosebumps.
Very
like
strange,
this.
Right? Oh. And she's like, and they're like, come on, mate, get out of there, or whatever the American equivalent is. Anyway, she didn't want, this naked man didn't want to come out. So they had to, and they threatened with, like, police dogs and stuff and said, we're going to send the dogs under there. He's like, don't bother me. I'm not worried at all.
What?
They ended up having to force him out with tear gas.
What?
Yeah. He didn't want to leave.
So the dogs being set on him isn't enough for him to move.
No.
Wow.
Apparently the dogs, like, couldn't quite fit under the space or something.
Oh,
so he was,
bless.
You know, he was just hiding under. He's like, I'm going to stay here forever. You can't get me.
What? Watch this.
Oh, so many questions, right? And why is he naked? There's no need for that.
No.
It doesn't matter if you're under a house. You can still wear clothes. Have a bit of decency, would you?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
If you want something really affordable to live in Europe and do it well, with a little bit of a task and a challenge at hand, I've got the solution for you. So a town on the Italian island of Sardinia is offering up $1 or €1 homes to Americans who actually want to escape the US after Trump's re-election. So this isn't a rural town. This isn't like Sardinia itself. The rural town of Ololai has been trying to persuade outsiders to move in and revive it after decades of depopulation. So a lot of these, like, houses,
yes,
in the countryside of Italy, they are a little bit worn down.
Yeah,
okay?
They're a bit run down.
Behind the times.
Yeah, but they're beautiful old buildings, you
they
know.
They are near the water.
Yeah, they're crying out for a little bit of, you know, TLC, lick of paint.
Yes.
You know? Tiny bit of mortar between two bricks there that have come apart and you fix the thing.
Well, the council over there would actually be benefiting from people coming over to Italy and, like, revitalising the town.
Oh, sure. There's someone to buy coffee and, you know, a bag of chips.
There's something in it for them too.
Yeah.
However, those who are in America at the moment that, like, didn't vote for Trump and are devastated or, I guess, a little bit worried about what's going to happen to the US, they're probably just like, you know what, we can take advantage of this, bring the US people over here, revitalise and pump their money into us, and we'll be good.
That win-win, really.
But the key here is
€1.
You pay €1 for some of these properties.
Okay, let's little live market, you know, exchange rate situation. Mm-hmm. €1
to Aus dollar.
To AUD. What have we got here? $1.61.
There you go.
You know what?
And
you get a mortgage, pay it over 30 years, that'll be like 1 cent a year or something.
Yeah, something like that.
No, it'd be more. Probably 10 cents a year, 20 cents a year. Not too bad.
Yeah, but in all honesty.
Or buy it in cash.
Like, if you're going to, so you buy it with cash.
Yeah.
Your $1.60 out of your wallet, whatever. But then you spend a couple of grand actually, you know.
Fixing
lick
it up.
A paint.
Yeah.
Get some new furniture, a new oven, fridge, whatever.
Sure.
But still, like, you're going to have a full home set up for under 30 grand or something like that.
That is actually a house a millennial can afford.
Yes.
And that is something that we actually need. Mm. So, you know what? There's a free tip for you. If you're sick of the rat race here, grinding it out, you know, for a long, long mortgage.
Well,
head to
if you're in the US, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right. But head to Italy. It's a good part of the world. Good pasta, I've heard.
Oh, see.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Okay, so how good is this? The Sydney train strike that was meant to happen from basically now throughout the weekend as well has been called off. Okay, it's no longer happening.
Yeah, wow.
Which is fantastic. It's all because the state government at the last minute, you know, kind of came out and said, no, we will negotiate. We will negotiate. Yeah, it's all about I guess, money. Yeah, just pay disputes and all that. The typical standard way that you protest. Anyway, so trains from Newcastle to Wollongong as well as across Sydney were due to lay dormant, except this is not happening, so things will be running as per normal, so they say, which is great because this weekend is the Unite round for the A-League.
Oh, of course. And a lot of people will be wanting to go down, right?
Yes, because Sydney is going to host all the A-League games for this week, including our Jets versus the Mariners tonight from 8 p.m.
Come on, the Jets. We got this.
You know what's interesting as well? I've had a quick check of the ladder. We are just above the Mariners. Ninth spot on the ladder.
So and are we at ninth?
Yeah, we're at ninth. They're on 10th.
Top 10.
This is great. It. This is really, really good. So we're in for a chance. It'll be great.
Yeah, well, good luck to the Jets. And thank God people can get there by train now, because otherwise the parking there would be an absolute nightmare.
Indeed.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Delving now into the world of the psychic medium. So relax for a minute as I flip over your tarot cards here.
Okay, with the cards, yeah.
Yes, I'm here we go. We've got a key going into a mountain now. What does this mean for you, Ari? It means we're unlocking wealth. Unlocking wealth in the future.
Okay.
Has anyone spoken to you about money, said the word money? Have you spent money or have you dealt in any cash or credit card transactions in the last 10 to 12 years?
I'm going to say yes to all the above.
Wow, my reading skills are extraordinary.
Oh.
Reason I bring this up is because this lady has been arrested and she is the third person to be arrested and charged with fraud following her alleged involvement in a crime syndicate claiming to be psychics.
Ooh.
This is down in Sydney. The police have actually, they had actually this strike force, which had been established called Strike Force Recycling.
Oh, my Lord.
To investigate alleged frauds committed by multiple people. A 48-year-old woman and a 49-year-old man who have been arrested. This is all in relation to these frauds around this group of psychics. So, in the arrest, tarot cards and crystal balls were seized, which is just hilarious, right? Because this group, they were claiming to be psychics. And then during the process with the victims, you know, all this key going into a mountain BS, right? They would say, oh, yeah, as part of this, you should give us some of your money and property. And people, because they trust all this sort of gear, are, oh, yeah, I have spent money or I have looked at a mountain once. Because of all that, they go, oh, well, I will give you my money.
They you know pray, me so well.
That's right. They prey on the vulnerable.
They certainly do.
So it's now before the courts, and they said that the psychic services were provided, but several items in and around this, you know, around this fraud have been proven, basically. So this residence that was raided out at Punch Bowl is leading,
Punch Bowl,
of all places,
yeah,
these psychic arrests. And apparently there's more people involved in it. There's still, the investigation continues, and there's been a heap of people who have been reported to, like, Crime Stoppers and Scam Watch. In fact, 105 psychic or clairvoyant scams have been reported this year alone.
Oh, wow.
With a quarter of those in New South Wales. So, you know, go to a psychic, sure, listen to all this gear, but do it carefully.
Moral of the story is, if someone says that they can talk to your dead Auntie June, odds are they're either frauding you or they're just trying to pull your leg.
Exactly.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I was searching through Reddit yesterday, just on the Newcastle Reddit, and someone's posted something quite interesting that I haven't even thought about. So they're questioning, are there less peacocks, peahens, or even peachicks in Black Butt at the moment? So Black Butt Reserve.
Yeah.
Usually you'll see, like, a beautiful peacock just kind of roaming about.
Well, and they're screeching.
Yeah.
They screech really loud. Peacocks have they're intense.
Yeah. Well, apparently in 2019, this person posted, they were all, That was a big typo. I'm calling this person out for their typos. Apparently, there were groups of peacocks. Now in 2024, sure. There are only three that I've spotted, and they're all not really dropping their feathers either. So I don't know if that's a health thing for them. But
well, maybe it's. I think with peacocks, yeah, you know how you get like the peacock feathers.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually ones that they drop. The males drop.
I was going to say there's less feathers around, so there's less peacocks.
So they're not just hiding behind the bushes over there.
Right.
They really think there's less here.
Okay, well, now that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's so bizarre, though. Like, are there less peacocks? What's happened to them?
Well,
conspiracy.
Good point.
Conspiracy.
Maybe somebody, you know, is moving the peacocks to a different location.
Oh, like in another reserve.
Yeah, there's one idea. Conspiracy number one.
I think they're going on a road trip like Little Miss Sunshine to go compete in a pageant.
That is a possibility.
Could be.
What about perhaps some sort of like aliens involved or the US government? Because they're often involved in conspiracy theories, aren't they?
They're too pretty. We've got to take them off the reserve.
Exactly. Right. Straight to Area 51 with these peacocks. It's the only plausible possibility, really,
well,
isn't it?
I know these people, so like family friends of ours, they recently moved up to Murwillumbah.
Yeah.
So northern New South Wales. Maybe they took them with them. Because they own peacocks, but maybe they just wanted to grow their empire.
That is definitely what's happened here.
Surely.
And they've been to Black Butte Reserve, haven't they?
Of course they have. They used to live here.
This is... Oh, you know what? I'm actually calling this conspiracy solved. We're just going to go to Murwillumbah and recapture them and bring them back.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. What's the address of your family again?
My family?
Oh, it's your friends, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was family up there.
I don't know. They live in some property. Oh. You won't be able to find them.
But that's right. They've taken off. We'll just listen out for the peacocks. Loaded.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest to Lux.
All right, it is getting very close to our not-so-silent night, so we've decided a family pass up for grabs right now just by winning Lowest to Lux. Now, this is very simple. Give you three things. You just need to figure out, I guess, what is the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to Lux, if you will. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yes, Susan in Aberglass, and good morning. Happy Friday.
Hi, Ari and Crevo. Happy Friday to you guys.
Got much planned for the weekend, Susan?
Just chilling, actually. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, you are living good. Are you any specific place you'll be chilling or just at home or what's going on?
Probably just at home enjoying the backyard and the beautiful weather, Crevo.
You know what? The weather has been stunning this week, hasn't it?
It has.
All right. Well, let's test your abilities here with knowing the prices of things, okay?
Yes.
Cheapest to most expensive is the order we need stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's get right into it.
Go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off at the reject shop, we've got Cadbury Marshmallow Santa Share Pack, 175 gram.
Okay.
That's from the reject shop up at Katara.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Then from Officeworks in Newcastle, the J. Burrows Metal Large Two-Hole Punch in Black.
Okay.
Gosh.
Okay, think about that.
Yep.
And then from Sushi Musa at Charlestown, this is the sushi train sort of situation. You know the ones you see all those little tubs going around and around?
Yes.
This is an order from there. The chicken katsu udon. So that's a big bowl of udon noodles with slices of like deep fried chicken along the side.
Okay.
So just to review, you got the packet of Marshmallow Santas from the reject shop. It looks like a pretty flashy J. Burrows large two-hole punch.
Yep.
And the Sushi Musa katsu udon, the chicken katsu udon. What do you reckon's the cheapest?
Okay, so I'll go with the Santas.
Mm-hmm. The Santas?
Cheapest.
Yep.
Yes. And then I think, although you are very tricky, Karibo, I think I will go with the sushi and then the whole punch.
That's the order I had too.
All right, let's check some prices and see if you're a winner today, all right?
Come on.
I'm feeling good for you, Susan.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. The Cadbury Marshmallow Santa Share Pack, 175 grams, comes in at $5.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the sushi next, didn't you? Mm-hmm. The chicken katsu udon.
Yes.
$19.90, which means you're still in this season.
Hope so.
All of Aberglasen are on the edge of their seats
Come
now.
Come on.
They are.
How's Susan going to do?
Go on, go.
The J Burrows large hole punch, metal. It's for two holes as well.
Come on.
Comes in at the price of $.
Come on.
$28.72. Yes, you've only got it, done it. Well done. You're very welcome. We can't wait to see you there at Hunter Valley Gardens at our not-so-silent night. You've got yourself a family pass. Well done, Susan.
That's so exciting. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Another local winner here at New FM.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, enough of this silly business. Let's jump into our What's On Guide for this weekend. Of course, we've got to start from today.
Of course.
Friday being the best day of the week.
I agree.
First and foremost, the Bimbadjan Wines at the Chef's Table event is going to be on at the University of Newcastle from 6 p.m. through till 9 p.m.
That it's sounds fancy.
Four-course menu crafted to perfection with accompanied Bimbadjan Wines. I love Bimbadjan Estate.
Oh, very nice wines. Mm. And by the amount you talk about it, I feel like you might be sponsored.
No, it's not.
Do you have a little deal going on? Like, no. Does a little case turn up at your house every week?
Oh, I tell you what, their Moscato is probably the best Moscato I've ever had in my life.
I continue my case.
Yeah, well, there you go. You've also got the Twilight Fridays at Math Mima. This is the multi-arts pavilion over at Spears Point. So
lovely.
There's a bit of art, some music, some performances, whatnot. It's going to be from 5 till 8 p.m. Moving right along to Saturday as well, you've got the Outrageous Block Party. This is on at the Newcastle Racecourse in Broadmeadow, of course, 12 p.m. through till 8. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of good music, some dancing, some little tippers.
8 hours of music on
what
the go.
What more would you want?
Good question.
Also, you have Serious Danger. That's on at the Newcastle Comedy Club, so it's an act from 2 till 3 p.m. You've also got the Maruk Cultural Festival. This is over at Williamtown, 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. as well. It's like a little culture festival, a celebration of Warramai Local Aboriginal Land Council for a 40-year anniversary.
Oh, that
amazing.
Sounds nice. Yeah.
And you get to also take in the Stockton Sand Dunes as well during that culture festival, which is very fun. Okay, then you also have, now let me just go through till Sunday here,
yes,
the Spilt Milk House Party. This is going to be on at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Oh,
very exciting.
Brilliant.
A lot of big acts. So if it hasn't sold out already, go
get
over
tickets.
And get your tickets.
Yeah, quickly.
Plus, the most important thing coming to Lake Macquarie is the Lago di Mac, which is a festival of Italy stuff.
Oh, Italy stuff, yes, as it's officially put on the website, no doubt.
Well, celebrate all things Italian around the gorgeous shores of Lake Macquarie. So this is very exciting. So
you can imagine you're at Lake Como. That's
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of food, local businesses showcasing all their produce and products. You've also got participants allowing to swap Italian car, motorcycle and pushbike parts. Concluded with a pizza party.
Oh, all of that sounds like so much fun.
With Italian music.
Why? What more could you want?
That's all that matters this weekend.
A lovely bite to eat, yep, and a swapped motorcycle part.
Yep.
And your dream has come true. That sounds great. Of course, all this stuff on our Facebook page, our website, etc. Get your what's on and enjoy our beautiful region this weekend.
Christmas Lights Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26th at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
That's right, hosted by us and Joel from your live and local drive home.
Yay!
We're all hanging out there, having a great time.
Yes.
And this is a very soon your chance to win. In fact, coming up next, your chance to win a family pass to come along. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't buy these tickets. You can only win them. You get a bite to eat. You get some family entertainment. A visit from someone very special. I'll let you join those dots,
yes,
on the old dot to dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all head over to the Christmas lights together at Hunter Valley Gardens. Free entry.
Stunning. This is in 2.5 weeks, just by the way.
Oh, my God. Coming up so soon.
Mm-hmm.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Do you like dogs?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you enjoy shopping?
Somewhat.
I'm sorry, I'm in a weird mood today. Well,
don't apologise. Just woof more. Give it one more.
Woof.
Lovely.
Okay, anyway, so there's this photo that's been doing the rounds online at the moment. There's this man, just a regular Joe Blow, just like you, Crevo, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And he's decided to take his bulldog terrier-looking thing into the grocery store with him. So he's in the freezer aisle, and he's got his dog not only beside him, but in the trolley cart itself.
I don't know about this.
He's sitting at the front, minding his own business, just having a look around, like, oh, okay, that's a pretty light. Anyway, while the owner, he's just picking out his, you know, fish fingers and his, like, frozen dumplings and whatever.
Whatever he's getting, a couple of hargows.
Mm. Now, this has divided the internet, okay? But some people say that it's, like, absolutely fine, how cute, bring your dogs everywhere you go, that's not a problem, as long as he's not hurting anyone. And then others have gone, that's gross, or that's disgusting, or I don't want to see that, or that's, yeah, whatever.
Okay, the last 10 to 15 seconds of pondering this, and I think I'm against it.
Why?
It's just a place of food, an open food.
Oh, like a deli and stuff.
Well, yeah, you've got a deli, you've got hot, like hot roast chooks in a little, you know, a little oveny, open oven thing, and then you got... Look, most dogs probably fine. A lot of dogs are like inside dogs these days. But you know that there'll be, you know, some bloke will come along called Daryl. My dog's allowed to come with me. And he'll have it in the, and it'll be gross and it'll smell. And I don't want that, like, dirty kind of smelly dog around my hot roast chook. This is my concern, right? Or it'll jump up and, you know, lick my apple or something like that that I'm about to eat. And that doesn't feel sanitary. Somehow it feels off.
I feel like that's a little bit of a non-argument these days, though, because like you said, a lot of dogs are allowed inside these days. And are house dogs? Well, there's food inside your house. Yeah, they're sniffing stuff as well.
That's my dog, and I keep my the food very clearly away.
We share the same germs.
Or something like that. And it's clean, because I washed it the other day, you know, so I'm not that worried about it.
Well, I'm on the complete opposite side to you. I'm actually all for having your dogs in the supermarket, because companionship, it is a beautiful thing, and you don't want to break it. So bring your best friend with you.
You can be friends with a dog at home. It doesn't need to be with you while you're at Woolies for 15 minutes.
Oh, well, what if I want to ask my little fur baby what onions I should have? I don't know which onions I should have.
You've got bigger problems if you're asking your dog for onion advice.
Little Bobby. Little French bulldog Bobby.
Do I get the Spanish or do I get the brown or should I get the shallots?
I don't know. Snip it for me, will you?
Okay.
And then he picks for me. Simple. Done. So it can be actually quite helpful.
No, no. That is a nonsensical argument. They're not clean enough in general to have at supermarkets. I'm actually standing by this. I say no dogs in the supermarket unless they're service animals. That's separate.
No, all right then. Fine. So 4967 4105, give us your opinion. Should dogs be allowed in grocery stores or supermarkets or whatever you want to call them?
Sure. We split in studio. Let's let Newcastle decide, though.
Yes.
In Hamilton South, Tanya, what do you think?
I think it's fine under certain circumstances. Like, if you've got a companion dog and you've legally applied for that companion dog, you should know how to care for the dog. Therefore, it should not be a problem.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Say my pet... dog Dakota. Say I brought her into the shops. No, because she's one who's in the backyard all the time. As you said, rolling in all that. Nuts.
Gross stuff. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So it's only
right.
Okay if it's like a support dog well trained.
Yeah, and I've already said that's fine.
Yeah.
So I'll take Tanya. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think she might be
Team
your
Crevo.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, sticking in Hamilton South now. Good morning, Melissa. What are your thoughts on this debate?
I'm going to say no to it for the safety lot. The amount of kids that go up and want to play with a dog, and there's so many untrained dogs out there,
good point.
And kids are getting bitten left, right and centre by dogs as it is, let alone going into a supermarket where they like to run around and just be ferals, like my kids do.
I think it's because as well, like, the grocery stores will be like, nah, not paying for that lawsuit type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's thought of that? Exactly.
Okay, all right, interesting points.
Two. Jeez, I'm winning at this point, aren't I?
Yes, two to you.
Okay, in Taro, Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely not, mate.
Yeah?
It's more of the safety issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're...
For a humbug.
Is that like a food safety thing? Like they're going to, you know...
Nah, like if I'm walking through the shopping centre with my kids, And there's going to be a lot of silly buggers that will say their dogs don't bite or
yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
And, mate, if I'm walking through a shopping centre with the kids and one of them gets bitten or attacked...
Yeah, who's in trouble here?
Not going to be fun for a couple of us, I think.
Yeah, not okay, ideal. Not enough. Ideal. Okay, well, that's a totally different aspect. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, true, true, true. All right, let's wrap it up in Birrigal. Good morning, Adonis. Should dogs be allowed in grocery stores?
No way.
Why?
Because, again, remember, some cultures, like black folks, I speak for myself and our people, we don't like dogs because historically, you know, dogs being used in a different way. So not every culture will appreciate this concept of dogs being everywhere. You know, some society, it's not a norm.
Right, right.
Inside of where food is, you know?
Okay, yeah. So you're not wanting the dogs in and around that. And that's only reasonable, I guess. Mm. Especially since it's not like that now. If you switch it up completely, it's less than ideal around the food. Mm. So at the moment, stick them to Bunnings.
Oh, well, sorry, puppies. I tried.
And Ari was your, I guess, mouthpiece for today, but it didn't work out.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
It definitely is a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, thank God it's the end of the week. But we do have to go back in time a little bit to yesterday and the day before, actually.
Sure.
The 24-hour challenge that was 1,000 Christmas smiles, 1,000 golf holes for 1,000 Christmas smiles, rather. This is Joel from You Live and Local Drive Home. He was raising some money, some toys, whatever needed, donations.
That's
for
right.
Our local charities.
Yeah, and we're going to chat to the boss man from over at Rippet Golf right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've got him on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A lot fresher today than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, because you did it in solidarity with Joel. Mm-hmm. The full 1,000 holes. This is a huge effort from both of you guys, and a massive thanks to Rippet Golf for, you know, making this happen.
Yes.
How was the overall donation response? Do we have a figure yet, or do we have, you know, just a general vibe on it?
We're still working on the figure and the vibe, but there's well over $2,000 in donations, and I think we've definitely hit the 1,000 present mark, which is just...
Oh, isn't that stunning?
From the great people of Newcastle. So what we've done, we've left it over because we've had a lot of people on the phone and that. So we're going to leave it open until Monday. The tree will still be out at Rippet Golf for anyone to donate.
Mm.
And then from there we will head... and take it all up to the hospital and at the Jennings Place on Monday.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for all you're doing. So you've heard it here. You can still donate if you're thinking, oh, you know, I was so busy. I was working or whatever. Swing by on the weekend. Those excuses are gone. Drop something off and, you know, put it under the tree at Rippet Golf at Broadmeadow.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make someone's, you know, a child's Christmas so much better. So thank you, Mark, for all you've done.
Yes.
No, thank you, and we will also give the mini golf voucher to everyone that still donates.
Yeah, right.
Up until Monday.
Oh,
and nice. I've been told I've got to give a shout out to my girls, Mia and Isabella. have a good day. Try and learn something at school.
There we go. The really important stuff covered there. But yes, of course, the voucher's still available as well. So if you drop something off, you get something for you as well.
Yeah,
so
free golf.
It's win-win, really. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. And of course, don't forget, keep dropping things off all weekend as we try and raise as much as we can for kids in need for this Christmas.
Yep. UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Here's a cool story from Halle Berry. Now, not really a name that gets out in show business too much these days. She just does a bit of acting here and there, I guess.
Yeah, she plays Storm from the X-Men.
There you
go. Also from Catwoman.
Yeah, she's got a very, very illustrious Hollywood past.
Sure.
She's been seen out in a dress that she famously wore to the Oscars 22 years ago.
Oh, same dress.
Same dress. Now, often, you know, celebrities, they never wear the same clothes twice, all that sort of stuff. But I applaud her for this.
Yeah.
Because in the days of fast fashion, not many things last for 22 years
That's
even.
That's exactly right.
Like, I reckon, like, T-shirts maybe in the past would have lasted a good few years. Mm. Now you're lucky to get, you know, a year out of them. Six months, 8 months, they start to, like, peel, you know, and they start to fall apart.
And develop little holes.
Stuff just isn't made how it used to be to last a long time.
Mm.
Here's what I wanted to do here. Let's flip the script. 4967-4105. What do you have that's lasted for a really long time?
This is good.
So, one thing that comes to mind for me is I used to live in a share house years ago, and my housemate got a fridge for free off Gumtree.
Cool.
That was, I think, he reckoned it was like made in the 80s.
Okay.
Westinghouse fridge. They were like, you can have it for free, you just need to get it down the stairs of this like third story apartment.
If you can move it,
you can have it. That sort of thing, right? So he took the other housemate, this is before I moved in, and they got that fridge. They had that fridge for 8 years. And when they moved to another house, they took it with them and it became the beer fridge. Still is to this day.
Wow.
So that fridge would now be about 37, 38, pushing 40.
Mm.
Absolutely fine. Works like a treat.
Mm.
The only reason he doesn't have it in the main kitchen, doesn't look as stylish, his wife said no.
Yeah, right.
So it's out. It's relegated to like beer fridge now in the garage.
Interesting. Well, I've got a couple of things myself.
What have you got?
First and foremost, I actually have three things. Firstly, Dad actually owns like a spray gun that he's had for the past 30 odd years.
Really? So a spray gun?
Yeah, he used to be a panel beater spray painter.
And it's still good.
Yep.
Oh, I love to hear that kind of thing. Tools that last for ages. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
One thing personally that I own is, I've talked about it on the show before, my Winnie the Pooh bear. It's lasted 26 years and I still sleep with it every night.
Wow. How big is it? How big is it?
Oh, it's probably this.
Like basketball size, something like that?
Bigger than a basketball.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
amazing.
Impressive.
And third thing is like our little kind of waffle iron pizzelle maker.
Oh, yeah.
So this is actually transported from Italy.
So really?
It's even last of transportation. We've had that in the family for about 30 years as well.
Whoa, a waffle iron for 30 years. I love that. Kitchen gadgets. That's
love
another.
It.
Sometimes they're really well made.
Yes.
And in today's, you know, fast technology world, you don't see many of them. Okay, up for grabs today, we've got a family pass to our Not So Silent Night. This is this family Christmas party that we have. You get food, entertainment for the kids, and then we all head over to the Christmas Light Spectacular at Hunter Valley Gardens.
It's going to be beautiful.
Go in for free. That in itself's awesome. So if you want to win that, call up now, 4967-4105. What have you got that's lasted for ages? In Ashtonfield, Brenda, what's your story?
For over 40 odd years, I've been collecting Garfields.
Oh, yes. And you've still got the original ones from the first ones you got?
I've got the original.
Yeah, right. From 40 years ago. That is impressive for a toy to last that long. Hey?
Definitely. Oh,
amazing,
my gosh.
Right?
Okay, Liz in Cessnock, good morning. What do you have that's lasted a long time?
I've got a dinner plate that actually belonged to my grandfather, who I never actually met. He passed away before I was born.
Whoa.
And it'd be over 60 years old.
Wow.
70 years old.
That is amazing. And you still eat dinner off it every night?
I do eat dinner off it every night.
Whoa. I thought she was going to say, oh, no, I was put away in storage or something. But
that makes it even better, right?
And, like, reheating things up in the microwave and it still hasn't cracked or anything. Wow.
You know what's extraordinary about that is the cost per use.
Yes.
It'd be so low.
Through the roof?
Well, no.
Or through the floor.
Yeah, that's it. From the window to the wall. When sweat drips down my dinner plate.
Yeah, I was going to say down my plate. Stephen in Haddon Creta, hey, what do you have that lasted ages?
Yeah, it wasn't me, it was my parents. We had a big old chest freezer, and Mum used to do the washing, fold it up, and she would put the washing there, and we'd have to put it in our wardrobes. And then when they moved, like 25 years later...
Yeah.
They found all the socks. We found all the socks that had fallen down the back.
Of the chest freezer? What were you doing washing your clothes in the chest freezer?
No, they used to get put on there after they were washed.
Oh, right. So you were using it as a table.
Yes.
This is the most confusing story I've ever heard, and I've absolutely loved it, Stephen.
Stephen, I thought we put it...
Yeah, no, we actually nicknamed it the Hungry Freezer because it was eating our socks literally, we thought.
Wow. Mm. What an extraordinary story.
Freezer one sock.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
All right, exciting news for fried chicken fans.
Chicken.
Yeah, that's right, because Busan Chicken Hub, this is the one in Cardiff been going off for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've expanded finally. The old location of Blue Door, right in the city, that's where the new one is. It's up and running. It's ready to go.
Really? That's prime real estate too.
It is prime real estate. Whoa. Beautiful old building. You'll be able to sit there, have a bite to eat, and have it with a beer as well.
Beautiful.
That was one of the bits of feedback that they had ongoing. It was like, oh, can you have a nice place to sit and some beer and stuff.
Yeah.
And closer to town as well.
Get your liquor license.
All that good stuff. So, of course, the OG place in Cardiff still up and running.
Great.
But this one is ready to go. They're firing, which is very exciting because I put off going to the Cardiff one because you're like, it's too far
for you.
Yeah. But this one, great.
Well, Cardiff is in a good spot for me as well. So it's the same product, same chicken.
Yeah, well, they've got the more recipes. Stuff as well.
Great.
So, yeah, exactly. Like a full sit-down meals and stuff, which is perfect.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, looking at the photos here, I am salivating.
That is so good.
New FM.
The Novos.
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I can't wait to talk about this. I've been waiting all show. So, The Golden Bachelor is coming to our Australian television screens. It is originally, of course, a US show. It is very popular over in the US. But we have seen a massive, I guess,
interest in
amount
it, right?
of eyes, yeah.
Yeah,
like flocking to our TV screens for The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Sure. The Golden Bachelor, though, explain what the difference is for someone who might not have heard about it.
The way they're promoting it is love knows no age. So The Golden Bachelor, basically, it's those over the age of 60, for example.
Okay.
Those of an older generation.
Sure.
Still get a chance for themselves to find love as well.
And I love that because we love on this show.
We do.
And it does. Age should not be a limit.
No. In fact, I know quite a few of my family and friends that are still looking for love or re-looking for love. They're well above the age of 60.
That's right. Mm. And they should be able to find that happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they're on a call out, right? Looking for, I guess, contestants. Mm. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Just over the past couple of weeks. So Channel 9 obviously is going to run this.
Yeah.
They're looking for people to apply, men and women over the age of 60 looking for love. So it's a casting call.
Oh, this is fun. Now, I can only imagine when it comes down to selecting the guy.
Yeah, which is the bachelor. This is what we're looking for.
Yeah, the Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
So one guy, many ladies is this format. They'll be looking for a number of specific things.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few on a checklist here.
So this is like our checklist.
Yeah, that's right. We're only guessing what it will possibly be.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, geez, I do know a bloke who's, a bit older and looking for love,
mm-hmm.
maybe if they can cross these things off, they're in with a good chance.
Yeah.
Right? So item number one I've got is the backstory. Backstory is so important.
Of course. So that's how you draw people in.
I reckon with the Golden Bachelor, it needs to be just a little bit sad.
Oh.
Not too tragic, though.
No.
And then, like, a good enough reason that you're single.
Okay, so, like,
it's the right sort of reason.
Yeah, like, I was married 20 years prior. Yeah. Now it's been a couple of years. I'm feeling lonely.
That's right, yeah.
I have my dog, Buck, over here, but he's not a woman.
That's right. Know? And also, I've still got a great relationship with my kids. A wholesome, slightly sad, not too sad.
Yeah, my daughter and, my two grandchildren, they want me to find love.
All that sort of stuff. The right level of sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Item number two. I think you'll have to have a pretty good smile for your age because there'll be heaps of, promo and ads where they'll show you flashing your pearly whites with this sound.
Yeah.
So they'll have that there. And if you've got a pretty good smile for your age, I reckon that's going to be a point in your corner.
And you know that the women, like, walking up to meet this Golden Bachelor, the first thing they're going to say is, he has a kind smile.
Exactly.
You know, all that.
Exactly. All right, here's two other things I think you'll need just quickly.
Okay.
The first one, I think you'll have to have the ability to wear slightly outdated suits and then at some point start wearing a bit more hip clothes after a glow-up episode.
Oh, excellent.
So,
I love it.
I think you'll need that ability. Firstly, to wear dated clothes, then better clothes.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, I think you'll need to be able to pour champagne with the glass on an angle. You know that trick so the bubbles don't overgo?
Yes.
That one might be negotiable, though, because they can just, like, let the bubbles out for a few hours first.
Yeah.
If they know you can't do that. You let them know, though, first.
Or the producers on the show can do it for you.
Well, also a possibility. Mm-hmm. But they like showing you on camera pouring champagne, so be ready.
That's true.
Practice.
I have a checklist of my own. I've got three. First and foremost, requirements must include have an endless supply of pocket squares and ties.
Oh, you'll need that.
Yeah, so you've got your suits down to an art.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to need those pocket squares and ties.
Yeah, they'll definitely be taking out some fancy dinners.
Also, in like the kind of backstory for the Golden Bachelor, like what you said, must be able to mow a lawn or at least pay his grandson to do so.
Oh, definitely.
Has to have money to pay his grandson.
Little bit masculine. Yeah.
Lastly, have an in-depth understanding of random facts of World War One and Two, because you know that every grandpa has them.
Got them ready to go.
If back in 1918. Yeah, all that.
If you can tick all of that off, I reckon you're in with a good chance of getting on the show.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We are pretty much finished for today, but before we go, we do need to award a prize.
Yes.
We've got a family pass to our Not So Silent Night. This is a spectacular family Christmas party that we have, including, of course, we've got a bit of food there, there's entertainment for the kids, and then we go over to the Christmas lights at Hunter Valley Gardens. You get in for free.
Social, food, entertainment, plus the lights. What more could you want?
That's right. Today it goes to Melissa in Hamilton South.
Woo.
We were talking about dogs, whether they should be allowed in supermarkets.
I'm going to say no to it for the safety. The amount of kids that go up and want to play with a dog, and there's so many untrained dogs out there.
Good point.
And kids are getting bitten left, right and centre by dogs as it is, let alone going into a supermarket where they like to run around and just be feral, like my kids do.
What are you trying to say there, Melissa?
I'm not sure who needs more controlling, the dogs or Melissa's kids.
Probably
but hey,
kids.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Congratulations, you've got yourself a family pass to come along to our Not So Silent Night.
Take your kids.
That's Have a great idea. That's right. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.